Now, sometimes when you pray to God, he's going to pivot and you're going to be like, I need the plan, but God will pivot. I mean, this angel would have made a great politician or preacher or basketball player. He could have been in the all-star game because watch how quick he pivots. We need to know what to do. When the boy is born, what are we going to do? How are we going to raise him? How are we going to do it? How many times? You know, Manoah's full of questions, right? Of course he is. Do we need to put him in a special school? Do we need to get him a tutor? Do we need to teach him karate? Do we need to teach him jujitsu? You know, should we be straight? Should we be there? What are we doing? What are we doing? And the angel said, just tell your wife right now, don't drink anything or eat anything unclean. That's all you need to know right now. The pivot. From what you think you need to know to what you really need to know. And God just, watch his footwork. See, we always want to see God's hand, but sometimes you got to watch his feet, because sometimes he wants to set a different direction to say, you're not even looking at the right side of this. Watch the pivot. And when he pivots, you got to be quick to go with him and say, God, I don't want your hand. I want your face. I want to know you. I want to seek you. I want to see you. I want to feel you. I want to know you. I want to have you. I want to understand what you know I need to understand. And I wonder, is God trying to pivot your prayer life? Is God trying to pivot your strategizing? Is God trying to pivot because you're always trying to look for him in logic? You're always trying to look for him in analysis and in calculation. But God is spirit, and you can't get to spirit through strategy. You've got to come to God like this. You've got to come to God with open arms, open hands, and an open heart. It's the pivot. It's a funny thing about a pivot, though. It's a small move, but it sets a completely different direction. Manoah, you can't handle the plan right now. You can't. My word is a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. Funny thing about pivot, I've been doing this all week, just studying this sermon. It's trying to get God to show me different ways to see situations and to see his will and what I think is his will and what I thought was his will. And I thought he was always doing this, but sometimes he's doing that. And they get this promise. This is from the Lord, you know. He didn't realize that at first. But he starts to sense. He starts to sense that this may be God. This may be God. Because it's too big to be anything I could do. I don't have a plan for it. I don't have a context for it. I don't know. This may be God. This is the Lord. This is from the Lord. This gift set that I have, this talent, this child that I'm raising, this is from the Lord. Somebody say, this is from the Lord. And so since it's from the Lord, then I need him to show me how to do it. But sometimes he won't answer the question that I ask. Instead, he will give me the wisdom that I need because he knows a better question. My faith is not a formula. And I'm not good at pivoting with my feet. I don't do it a lot. That's why I had to practice it. And I'm still not very good at it. But I want to get good at it with my faith. I want to learn to pivot. And this is where it happens for Manoah and his wife. And you're going to see it in the text. It's just going to blow up when you see it. It's going to help you understand why you've been trying to classify everything in your life. You know, this is good and this is bad and this is God and this is the devil and this is it and this is that. And you keep trying to do that, but it doesn't work. And here's why. He said, Manoah said to the angel, we would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you. We want to cook you a goat. I make a delicious goat kebab, and I would like you to stay and eat it because it's hospitality. It's appropriate, and we appreciate you coming by to encourage us. So stay. We're going to do it and appreciate the worst. And the angel of the Lord replied, even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. I'm not going to do it your way. You're dealing with God now. So you're not going to do it like you do it with humans. It's going to be different. It's going to be different terms. It's going to be a whole different thing this time. It's not going to be all up here in what you think you should do. It's going to have to come from a different place. This is the pivot. This is the pivot. And he said, but if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord. See the pivot? It's not about this. It's about this. And I wonder if we would start deflecting some of the stuff in our life and say, you know, this is from the Lord. This is not from me. So I need God to do it through me. I cannot do it by myself. This is from the Lord. Somebody shout, this is from the Lord. This is from the Lord. But if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord. I love this in parentheses. Manoah did not realize it was the angel of the Lord. Maybe. And then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, what's your name? So we may honor you and your word comes true. And he replied, this is the most anointed verse I've read in the last 5 years. Why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding. That's the pivot. That's where you find God. Beyond what you can understand. And so everything you can name, that's not God. Everything you can explain, that's not God. Everything you can figure out on your own and you can make it work and you can do it, it worked for a little while. But everything you can't name, that's God. And we've been looking for a name for God. That's why we need so many. And that's why he had to tell Moses in a very special way, I am. Because I need to leave room for you to know that when you get past the point of your ability to reconcile your situation, when you get beyond your ability to work it out, that's where I am. That's where I live. That's where I dwell, in the mystery, in the uncertainty, in the tension, beyond your understanding. And we keep trying to find God in our logic, but he is not found with logic. He is beyond your logic. Then Manoah took a young goat and together with the grain offering and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord. And since the word came from the Lord, I'm going to make the offering to the Lord. And since my breath came from the Lord, I'm going to offer it back to the Lord. And since this situation came from the Lord, I'm going to need the Lord to deal with it. I can't do it on my own. And the Lord did something amazing while Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward the heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. He was not found in the logic. He was found in the flame. Not in figuring it out, but in the fire of sacrifice and needing God. That's where you're going to find him. That's where you're going to get it. That's where you're going to unlock it. That's where it'll be unleashed. I wish I could preach about Jesus for 30 seconds right now. Because see, all my hope is in his blood. All my faith is in his cross. All my righteousness is in his sacrifice. And when the flames went up, the revelation came through. And Manoah was like, I think we just saw God. Because when the angel of the Lord did not show himself again, verse 21, to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized that it was an angel of the Lord. We're going to die, he said to his wife. We've seen God. But his wife answered, if he meant to kill us, if God was out to get you, you'd be God. That's how I know he still has mercy for my mistakes. Because I already made enough. If he was going to squash me for screwing up, I'd be a bug on this stage. If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would have done it. He wouldn't have accepted the offering. He would have wiped us out. He wouldn't have shown us all these things. He wouldn't have shown you all these things. He wouldn't have seen you through all these things. Look at all he's shown you. Look at how many times you were off the path and somehow he got you back. Look at all the times you were going this way and something just, you know, he just turned stuff around. I mean, just like you couldn't do it and you were making all these plans for it, but it was the pivot that brought you back. And the woman gave birth, 24, to a boy. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. And named him Samson. I forgot to tell you. The guy that got the haircut, you remember? Because we always want to remember people by their worst decisions. But Samson, the strong one, who was bench pressing 305 in seventh grade, Samson. This is how it started. And a lot of people didn't know that because all they ever saw was his head in Delilah's lap. But it was decisions. It was decisions. It was decisions. And you have a destiny, but you get to make decisions. And God is sovereign, but you're responsible. And so how you process your desires and your decisions right now is really critical. So she has a baby. She names him Samson. And the Lord blessed him. Grew biceps, triceps, lats and delts, and about all the names of the quadriceps, calf muscles. That's about all I know. And the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him while he was in He was in this place. Now he's growing up, and it's going good. And God's hand is on this boy's life. He's a star football player. He learned to ride his bike at the age of 3. Good things have happened. Then the pivot. Now, if you just watch my feet and don't think about it, you go like, well, what's the big deal about the pivot? Well, see, you don't really know how big the move is until you walk it out. Because if I walk this way, and if I kept walking that way, it would be if I walk this way, and all I did was this. It's a small move, but it sets the direction. And that's what's happening in your life when you decide, like, how to speak to people, when you decide, like, whether you're gonna come back next weekend to church. It's a small decision, but it sets a direction. When you decide, am I gonna tithe and put God first? Oh yeah, I'm gonna put tithing in the sermon series. I'm gonna put it in because it's a decision. It is the will of God for you to put him first. And when you decide, like, I'm gonna do that, it sets a direction to seek God first. When you decide, like, you know what, I'm gonna text my wife. I'm going to text her and tell her I'm going to be home at a certain time, and I'm actually going to be home at that time. It's a little decision, but it sets a direction. Because when you set a direction, you know, I can count on you, and you're going to do it. When you show up and eat with your family, that's not a big decision. We want big decisions, big things from God. No, it's the pivotal decisions. It's the little things that you do that set the direction for your day and for your decade and even for generations to come.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.